Today's devotion is entitled, Calm in the Storm, by Pastor David Keating, St. James, Chicago. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, Who is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Mark 4:37-41. Do you ever feel anxious? Do you ever feel like all the alarm bells are going off in your head and they just won't stop? We've all been there. For many of us, myself included, it can be because you have a big decision on the horizon. Maybe you've got a problem that needs to be solved, either at work or in your family life. Whatever the reason, it can feel terrible to be in that position. You can feel alone and isolated. You can wonder where is God when you feel that way. When I find myself in this situation and all the anxious alarm bells are going off for me, I find it really helpful to return to the story of Jesus calming the storm. The disciples are scared in this story. They are anxious and worried. They are terrified the winds and waves are going to break into the boat and they'll be lost at sea. But take a step back for a moment and ask yourself the question, who do they have in the boat with them? The disciples have Jesus, the Lord of life, in the boat with them, and yet they feel afraid. You're in the boat with Jesus right now. Sometimes we need to be reminded of what we have in Jesus, just like the disciples needed the same reminder. You're safe and secure in the ark of the Christian church, no matter what this life throws at you. That doesn't mean you shouldn't feel what you are feeling. Sometimes there are things that scare us or make us anxious. We have real worries in this life. But Jesus reminded us that none of this compares to the resurrection glory that he has clothed us with in baptism. The disciples had Jesus in the boat with them. Whenever we gather together as the church, we have Jesus in the boat with us. He spoke and calmed the storm. He speaks, and the storms of sin in your life are calmed. Why? Because Jesus speaks real words of forgiveness. His word actually does the thing it says it will. Your sins are forgiven. You are a child of God. You are able to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ for the very same forgiveness. He speaks, and the winds and waves disappear. He speaks, and you are made righteous. You've got Jesus in the boat with you. You can rest easy knowing that he is going to carry that boat to the shores of eternal life.